lie down. Lay dead.
Welcome to B-Movie Death Lounge. Welcome to my heart and stone. Welcome to my B-Movie Death Match. Welcome to where Christ was on his throne.
That was a beautiful intro by Tommy.
What would people say when they find out I'm a castle free?
What will people do when they find the old he's a Jew?
You know
what? They find out he's a Jew.
Are you talking about Jesus?
Jesus was a Jew.
He was also black. We're mixing Jesus free game.
Well, I feel like we talked about this in...
I have not mentioned it in nearly enough episodes as of recently, but I did in a lot of the first ones. Jesus was black and a Jew.
Well,
perfect.
Yep. Just needs to be... That is a cornerstone of B-Movie Deathmatch.
I want my entire fandom.
That is what this is built on.
So,
Santa Claus can also be starting race.
That is true.
Yeah, that's true. So welcome to B-Movie Deathmatch, the only movie podcast that we're all on together.
That's 100% true.
Actually, I started a side one with my neighborhood, like...
I said we're all on together.
No, he uses recordings of you to fill in gaps. We're all in.
Yeah.
Good. Well... B-Movie Deathmatch is a podcast that I'm going to let Arnold explain. Don't explain it like a dickwad.
It's your job to explain it.
Well, I'm
your
pushing
DM.
Off onto you.
He's the DM. He's giving you the responsibility.
You could always explain it
Fine.
Badly.
Ross, go ahead and explain it.
We watch movies, we make predictions. The better they are, the more points we win, and we eat snacks and talk about it.
Yes, pretty much. Jack around.
Yeah.
Bam, I'll take that. Who do we have in the room tonight?
Well, you know me. Tim Toms. Tim Toms, the country western singer.
Tommy Dargent Mavis.
Yep.
That's true. I just got Arlen here, next to Tommy, and in between.
I'm Chris.
Hey, wait a minute. Wasn't someone's birthday recently?
It was mine 2 weeks ago.
That's true.
Both of your birthdays.
It was really more Arlen's.
It's more mine. Happy late birthday.
Thank you, Ross.
No problem. I'm Ross. I wish people happy late birthdays.
That's his style.
And I'm Dylan. And I won last week.
You did. You're the dungeon master.
And I'm the big
You're the dick
kid.
Master.
What movie are we watching, everybody?
The Voices.
The Voices.
The Voices.
That's right, I forgot.
Watching
One,
the voices.
Two.
The Voices.
The Voices. The Void.
We'll get it someday.
Again.
We did. Oh, we got it that one time.
We're just watching The Void again.
Just watching The Void again.
We didn't. It had too many layers. So.
If you jump into an alternative dimension, does it count as death? Who knows?
That's real complicated.
When a reanimated corpse keeps bushing its head into a pipe, is it an implication of suicide or is it not? No one
I'm
gonna knows.
I'm
going to
say no. Anyway.
It may today be, you can. You're DM.
It may be not a good idea to push back somebody else in power.
That's why Dylan chose The Void again, so he could have the final say.
Yeah.
So it's like, this is close enough.
I feel like watching the trailer today, it feels like so far this is one of the only movies that we've seen so far that has like a set, like plot that the trailer goes through.
Yeah.
It does spoil some things in the trailer, doesn't it?
It looks like it's the same kind of vibe as Greasy Strangler, but a lot less quirky.
Well, I think it was like He Was a Quiet Man or something. It's a Showtime movie from like 10 years ago.
The Quiet Man with John Wayne?
No, it was Christian Slater.
He doesn't talk to me.
It's Christian Slater, but it's Goldfish. He goes crazy. His goldfish talks.
Yeah, there's a cool concept of that movie. He goes into work to shoot up his workplace, but someone else beats him to it.
Yeah, he drops his bullets on the ground while he's trying to load his revolver, and someone starts shooting up the place.
And so then he pulls out his gun and saves the day, and now he's a hero.
Yeah, everyone thinks he's the best guy ever. Yeah.
That's pretty tight.
Oh, that's a funny concept.
Like, that's not just a camera crew falling around pushing Slater.
That's just Christian Slater's life.
This movie reminds me of like what would happen if Dr. Doolittle... Like, really just...
Well, then I guess we should explain the trailer for folks.
Yeah, so what's the single-sentence summary, everybody?
Hey, single-sentence summary. Ryan Reynolds wears pink, has schizophrenia, severs heads.
Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds has a dog and a cat that talk to him, and one tells him to kill people, one tells him not to. Now, that's a run-on sentence, but I'm going to stick with it.
Is the follow-up part also... The part where I explained that was around
sentence. The single sentence summary is just to keep people from
to keep it concise.
Running on
exactly,
with their sentences.
Yeah.
Because a run on paragraph is what we do.
Yeah, you're
true. That's true.
Deadpool, but less cohesive.
I was going to say.
That's not wrong.
Chimichangas.
Have you read that he's killing the Marvel Universe again?
Yeah. That's so cool.
I was gonna say Deadpool with no superpowers, kind of doing his thing.
Yeah.
Deadpool meets Dr. Doolittle.
Oh, Dr. Deadpool Little.
Yeah, basically.
Dr. Littlepool would make more sense.
Yeah.
Dr. Doopool.
If you're listening to that, or if the mics are even picking that up, that's thunder because we're about to record.
It's July 5th.
Yeah.
It's July 5th and it's God's fireworks. Bow, bow, bow,
bow. He's upset with us.
What is the snack of the day, of the week?
I brought s'mores because I was the weakest last week, and because I love. Only two of you, I bought Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. So two people, you have to get there first.
I've actually eaten both of them.
Wait, only two of us are going to get Reese's Peanut Butter Cups?
I called
well, apparently Ross there. Got both of them. Chris, you could have saved that for a better time. I feel like you had your finger on the trigger ready for a really perfect moment. No, you're
that
right. Wasn't it.
That was the maximum amount of humor. Yeah.
Oh, it's an Inception wall.
Yeah, I hope we can keep that
turn
one.
Turn the volume up. There we go.
It's okay. He'll edit this part out.
Yeah, that's
cool. Wow, dude.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Can we get that stricken from the...
It was frustrating because I was going to be like, you know what? Because the funny part, Chris only has -1 point, but then he kept going.
Yeah, yeah.
So now, now I avoided that.
Hey, it's a rule of threes. You have to do it three times.
Hey, how'd you celebrate America?
How did I celebrate America? I got drunk and ate hot dogs and swam.
Damn.
Exactly like you were supposed to
do. Yeah, hot dogs too.
That's exactly what I did. High five.
Did you, Chris?
That was really satisfying.
I was really sick, so I just stayed in bed the whole day and canceled
sounds like
all my plans.
A lot like the Native Americans.
They
I guess.
Friends. They had teepees.
Who lost their beautiful land.
Yeah.
Who was I talking to recently that said that the Native Americans lived in pyramids?
Well, probably Tom Tron.
He's not here tonight.
He's not here tonight. We can probably talk to him, yeah.
But they definitely lived in cones. Cones with tops.
Yes, they did.
You turn an ice cream cone over, you have a little
teepee. Yeah.
Yeah.
A peewee. A little peewee.
It's called a teppy.
Yeah.
It's called a peewee.
Yeah.
Yummy, yummy little peewees.
But yeah, so I'm gonna go ahead and reel this back in. Thank you, Arvin. Yeah.
You can see Chris's eyes calculating what sound bit to do for that.
No,
quick.
Thank you. So for everybody who missed that, he snatched it away from Chris and accidentally played that. That was pretty sad.
You're in charge of his phone.
I knew I should have gotten an easier soundboard.
And that's the last thing he ever said before he died.
Are we doing trivia?
We are doing trivia.
Oh, sweet.
Trivia today is very heavy. There's a lot of questions.
Okay, go for it. I'm sorry, what's my deficit?
Oh, because Tommy and Chris are both cunts, Tommy starts at a -1, and Chris is starting at a -2.
I sent a sound file of the last episode of the FBI. We'll find out who rang in first.
You're still a cunt.
Yeah, I'm still a cunt. I'm still a cunt, but we'll
find
out.
He didn't let me judge it.
Yeah,
you immediately went in.
And Chris is -2 points because he did not try to make it right. He couldn't. He's just wrong.
He's a double
-2 point Chris.
Will Chamberlain.
We need buzzers.
We need our buzzers.
You can say that, Arlo.
I didn't want to interrupt your spiel. Yeah.
Who wants what? Tell us.
I get to be Hong Kong. I get to be Hong Kong this week, so this is Tommy.
I
want to
be Boing.
Tommy is Hong Kong.
Boing
okay,
is blue.
Well,
Boing is blue.
Chris gets Boing.
I like the single ding.
Okay.
This is Chris.
Thank if you don't Boing, you don't
this
get
This is Ross.
Arlen.
Tommy? Okay.
Looks like sounds like a noise a bird makes. I like shooting birds. And then I skin
it's
them.
A new character.
Just trying to get in touch with rural America.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So as normal, if you answer the first time wrong, you get -1 point. I give a hint if you answer it wrong again. If I answer
Did you listen
again,
to the last episode?
No.
You're hard to hear.
Good, I'm supposed
get
to
get closer to the mic.
It's a speech impediment, thanks. So
I can't speak
sense.
Over I can't speak close to a
if
microphone.
If you do have a speech impediment, then get closer
because people can
so
hear,
we can hear
better.
You better.
No, the closer he sits to the mic, the
yeah.
harder it is for him to
yeah.
talk.
You don't have a speech impediment.
The closer
impediment.
I get to the mic, the more it comes out like W's.
People just
girl,
think you're from
wider.
Iceland sometimes.
Anyway.
Because of how far away from the mic he sits?
Yes, because yes. Iceland's very far.
They're notoriously scared of mics.
Yeah.
Like, Mike Pence, oh no.
Oh no! He'll probably ruin our country.
Yeah.
R.I.P. fam.
Right.
Our country, not him.
Exactly. Give me that triv.
But yeah, so, like usual, you guys know how scoring works.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So, number one, schizophrenia was a word coined in 1908 by Eugene Bleuler. What, roughly translated from Greek to English, does it mean? Think about it.
Listomania.
Sure, I'll just go for a really low score today. Could it mean, like...
If you get really close, I'll probably give you...
I'm going to just guess. Frenzy of thoughts.
No.
Okay, minus one.
So, the first word is splitting.
Oh. Split voices?
Wrong.
I'm going to go again.
No.
You may have bounced back to zero?
No.
No, I'll go again.
Where you went?
I have no idea.
Try voices.
If, I mean, we get deductions just guessing now?
I already did voices.
Which, yes, we do.
Yeah, I'm not going to. I have no idea.
Okay.
Zero.
Yeah.
So, the answer is splitting of the mind.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. Phrenia and phrenology. Okay.
Phrenology.
Yeah.
Why couldn't you have been smarter earlier?
That sounded like the fuck, like a hot take from a Seinfeld episode.
Yeah.
Phrenology.
I can't date her. She studies it.
Her head
Jerry,
is
I've
too
been,
big.
I've been feeling her head, and she's got bumps at the top of her cranium.
Is that George?
No, it was Jerry pretending to be George.
Okay.
She's got the head shape of a common criminal.
Wow.
Sorry, I can't do Seinfeld impressions.
Don't make me bring you out. The wife of which president is said to have been diagnosed schizophrenic?
Lincoln.
Yes.
Okay.
Just giving them to Arlen.
I mean, Mary Todd Lincoln's a famous crazy person.
Tommy might take this one. Who knows? Tommy's got a few in here that I think we probably just take this. Sid Barrett was a diagnosed schizophrenic who is credited with founding what poppy rock band?
It's Pink Floyd.
It is.
There you go.
Because there's three eras of Pink Floyd. There was the Sid Barrett era, the Roger Waters era, and the David Gilmour's head songwriter era.
That one sucked, the last era?
Yes, the last era sucked the most.
No, this no. SNL cast member, whose time with the show ran from 1995 to 2009, is not only known for his ability to do a wide variety of voices, but also hear them in his own head.
Daryl Hammond.
Yes.
Oh.
I wish Arlen didn't know so many things.
He's so smart.
I didn't know. I found out recently that Daryl Hammond has schizophrenia.
Who?
I don't know who he is.
Well, he's one of the longest running cast members on SNL, apparently.
When we were going to do, originally we were going to do Schizopolis, and I was going to DM it, and so I looked at trivia.
Oh, you might have
for schizophrenia.
Yeah.
Well, I only saw famous people with schizophrenia. So that's how I remember Daryl Hammond.
Yeah, you're probably going to roll on this one.
I may.
So anyway, who is his most famous impression? Daryl Hammond's most famous impression.
So.
What does he?
What characters does he do?
He does like 105.
That's kind of subjective. I'm gonna go ahead.
No, it's the one he's most known for doing.
Oh, Daryl Hammond.
Yeah.
Bill Clinton.
Yes.
Yeah. I thought you were gonna say Al Gore because that's how I got my Al Gore impression.
Oh, he's that guy.
Yeah.
He
also did Trump, but yeah.
Here's another one that I don't know if you'll know off top, but for some reason you probably will. Once holding the record for the highest number of impressions on SNL at 107, Hammond was surpassed by which current cast member who has an impressive 122 impressions under their belt?
Current?
Oh, I can't remember.
I can only think of one current cast member.
Hit the button and see if you
want. I forgot her first name, but I think it's Kate McKinnon.
No, wrong.
He said he.
It's a he.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to get minus point. Kenan Thompson.
No, that's right.
Hey.
He has 122 impressions.
Really?
Yeah, isn't that impressive?
I can't even think of a single impression he does.
I can't think of an impression.
He's
had
a bunch of them. I just don't know what they are.
Yeah.
Black Alex Trebek.
Yeah,
that's true,
He's
that
one,
yeah.
And here's the last SNL question.
Okay.
Actually, no, there's two more, but this one's a double.
Schizophrenia.
No, it is. But it's based off of him.
Yeah. Okay.
While we're touching on weird SNL facts, Hammond currently holds a record for saying what? On SNL. He holds the record for saying this the most amount of
times.
The whole set, it's Saturday night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And for an extra point.
Introducing the show.
How many times has he said it?
Oh.
And this is just a go around.
Oh, it's just going around. We all guess?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the
582.
Okay, Chris, let's not try anymore.
How many episodes are in a season? 26?
There's like 20 or so.
That's why I figured.
So,
he was on from 95 to 2009.
It's not as high as you think.
But I go next to Ross.
You?
I have 143.
Okay. Thomas?
Usually the guest says it, so it's going to be a remarkably low number.
It's not that
I'm going to go with like 22.
Okay.
No, it's usually whoever they're getting to do the.
It's not the guest.
Impression.
Yeah, it's not the guest who says it.
90.
And Ross wins. He said it 70 times.
Wow.
Wow, 582 is
close. Narrowly got it.
All right, next. Arnold will probably know this
one. Almost the 0 points.
But maybe you, who knows?
John Nash is a famous mathematician and schizophrenic who inspired what award-winning movie?
Damn.
Yep.
Fuck.
I'll just wait for you to finish it to be polite.
Thank you guys for letting me
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
I actually didn't know until the very last word.
Now,
oh, really?
I
recognize John Nash.
No, I kind of expected Tommy to know more about us and how, so I'm really sorry. You guys are going to take this next one.
Oh, who knows?
John Hinckley Jr. is one of the most notable schizophrenics in American history due to his attempted assassination of what former U.S. president?
I buzzed in first. Wrong, I guess.
But you buzzed in while he was reading.
I said thanks, but you didn't.
Shit, God fucking damn it.
Don't worry, guys. It keeps going. Strangely
I'm
enough,
positive.
Did no one answer?
I answered.
No, Chris got it. It's Reagan.
Strangely enough, Hinckley's motivation for his attempted murder of President Reagan had nothing to do with politics, and instead was done to satisfy his need to impress which famous being would he
Jodie Foster.
Yep.
All of us were just waiting. We all knew the answer.
Yeah.
You guys,
we were all trying to be polite.
I took the time to write these questions.
Yeah.
Sorry
that you were wounded.
Also,
I appreciate the need, the emphasis that you put on need.
Thank you.
Yeah.
In the thing I wrote in quotations, KNEE.
Yeah, that's how I saw it in my head. Which is also one of the reasons I wanted to wait to see if you slipped in a little need.
So get ready. Hinckley has said he had developed his obsession with Jodie Foster after watching what movie? 15 times.
Taxi Driver.
Yep.
I've known.
Who directed it?
Martin Scorsese.
Bam.
Jesus fucking H.
Lose a point.
Fucking black.
I never answered
your points.
I never answered.
You don't know any of these?
No, I'm terrible.
I wouldn't have either, man. It's okay. So, there are very few schizophrenics more famous than this artist. Known for almost having 2,100 pieces throughout their lifetime, who is it?
Picasso.
Wrong.
Wayne knows one to cut off his ear. So
yeah, it was a negative
Van Gogh.
Now negative 4.
Damn, that's what I was going to say.
Negative 4 now. You said that
negative 4 points for saying
you
because you
right
yelled
answer.
Out, you got one wrong, and then you get negative 3 for yelling it out.
All right, sure.
Yeah. He established that at the beginning.
I'm very
I was thinking it'd be Van Gogh or Warhol.
I'm against
I was thinking Warhol as well.
So, somebody know this time, just get ready.
That was an accident.
Despite having extreme success with their 1966 hit album, Pet Sounds, this Beach Boy is known as a known schizophrenic.
Fuck you, give me negative 3 more points.
Who is it?
It's Brian Williams, Brian Wilson.
Yeah, good.
What's
your point?
Yeah.
You did that to yourself.
I fucking know. I know. Fuck off. I can be mad at myself and take out my rage on you, alright?
This is the lowest anyone's ever cut.
Well, we don't know.
All your rage is still in last place.
Currently the lowest, but you could come back with your.
You could.
Yeah.
Actually, you're gonna get some points here, I promise. Maybe not in this section, but soon. In 1999, when asked about whether or not he believed in God, Wilson was quoted as saying that he believed in what famous record producer?
It's the dude who shot the people. Phil Spector?
Bam. I looked at you because you said it earlier.
I know. I said it earlier, and I was like, that's the only famous record producer I can think of, but I wasn't sure if it was right.
So I'm back at negative 2 by my calculations.
Good.
There
negative
you go.
Negative 2?
Yeah, wait, how?
Well, you were just thinking
down
seven.
To negative 4. No, I was joking. That negative 7 for the Brian Wilson.
Okay.
I said, fuck you.
Oh, okay, then negative 4.
Oh, yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So I'm actually negative 2.
Okay.
That's
not that bad.
So, here we go. Fleetwood Mac has gone through a decent number of members. Which of the founding members is also a known schizophrenic?
I'll guess. Stevie Nicks.
Wrong. The keyword there is founding.
There's only two that I know. So
is one of their names founding?
No.
No,
yeah.
One of their names.
The only ones that the only one I know is...
What's the...
No,
do we have a hint?
The wrong answer. I don't know any of the other members.
No, they're...
I know. There's two that I know of outside of Stevie Nicks, but...
Okay, hold on. He was in the band Blue Breaker.
Lindsey Buckingham?
Wrong. It was...
I don't know any of
it. It was Peter Green.
Oh, I thought who that is.
I thought Fleetwood Mac was named after two members. That was the combination of their last names.
Fleet and Macwood.
Nope, apparently not.
Fleetwood and Mac.
Because he was one of the
It's a guy eating a Big Mac and a Fleet.
Peter Green, or I was hoping somebody would know that, but it's okay. Peter Green originally replaced which famous musician in the band Blues Breakers, which would later go on to become Fleetwood Mac, meaning that the person who's the answer was not in Fleetwood Mac, but he was a famous musician, and he played guitar.
Okay, so this is a famous person who's not in Fleetwood Mac and plays guitar, and who's in the Blues Runner or whatever.
Okay. Here we go. And do you guys want your hand?
Yeah, I'd love a hand.
Okay.
his baby's dead.
I know who that is.
Oh, I think I know who it is.
Eric Clapton?
Yep.
Yeah.
Tears in heaven.
She deserved that.
He
kind of
got kicked out of Fleetwood Mac.
To George Harrison.
Yeah.
I didn't really. Yeah, that's a weird connection.
I take that back. A baby didn't deserve to die because his dad was dicking around.
We lose 1 point or two after the guess and then bring in.
Oh, you don't lose any points after the guess. Well, you mean like when you guess
you
the first time, negative one, yeah. If you guess the first time, negative one, after that, you don't lose a point of zero.
Oh, wait, really?
Yeah, why would you guys... Oh, is that what you guys have?
I thought it was.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no.
So after the hint, you don't get deducted.
No, but oh. But only like one other person can guess. Because
I did the
answer.
Guess for Lindsay Buckingham after he gave the hint.
Yeah, no.
Oh, okay, so I don't lose a point. No. Awesome.
Cool.
Oh.
Time to, yeah, I'm sorry. I should have... I just figured... That, okay.
Well, yeah. Every the end is differently. Yeah, okay.
So, now you guys know.
Awesome. But, I haven't lost any points.
Just so you do know, after the first initial guess that's wrong, only one person can answer, and I'm going to tell you the answer.
Okay, perfect, perfect.
Okay. So the first person that guesses gets minus one point.
The second person doesn't, but...
You can't.
You
there's
can't.
No other
there's only
exactly
one
that.
Answer,
okay.
So be quick about it.
All right, cool.
Tommy, you probably will know these ones, I'm going to be honest with you. With album names like Mr. Magoo Goes to Jail, Fireman Rick, Metal Clink Punishment Jail, and Radiohead, this Chicago-born musician is known for his greeting of fans with a headbutt.
I could guess on that, but I've proven to not be a very good guesser today.
You introduced me to him. That's the funniest part of this.
I did?
Yeah.
Read those album names again?
I was just...
Mr. Magoo Goes to Jail, Fireman Rick, Metal Clink Punishment Jail, and Radiohead.
Fuck.
I just heard recently about the group that Radiohead named themselves after.
It's just one thing.
Yeah.
Kill my... I'm hit myself not so hard if it is what I think it is.
Here's my hint.
Yeah.
He was a regular on MTV for a while.
No, I'm not going to guess it. You've scared me away from guessing.
I
just buzzed in.
Oh, you gave a hint?
After I give a hint, you know.
Then I want to say it's Daniel Johnston.
Wrong. But now nobody else can guess.
Okay.
Because I gave a hint. It was Wesley Willis.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
Wesley Willis.
That's... Yeah.
He has a great song about vampire bats.
He does.
Also Jar Jar Binks.
He does.
Yeah.
Wesley Willis wrote a lot of songs throughout his career, often referencing popular companies in those songs. What company was the muse for one of his most favorite songs, and what is the name of the song?
Oh.
McDonald's.
And? What's the name of the song? No, you got 1 point.
Oh, Rock and Roll McDonald's.
2 points.
Two fucking points. Back at negative one. Where I started.
Rock
now,
and Roll McDonald's.
So, he has 5 of these, but I'm only asking for 3.
Okay.
It's a potential 3 points. If you can name any of them, you get a point towards the 30, so it's possible 3 points. Fans of Willis are familiar with his affinity for violence against superheroes. Name 3 songs he wrote that are about fighting superheroes.
No.
Yeah, I can't.
Nope. I don't
I
even know.
No clue.
I don't know.
We struggled to remember Wesley Willis, so are we really going to be able to like know his 3 obscure songs about punching Superman?
Well, you were pretty close. So,
yeah.
Here's your hand. They all start with I Whipped.
And
I whip my hair back and forth.
I Whipped Superman. Is that
guess
one?
More.
Okay, I Whipped Wonder Woman. I whipped the Hulk.
Damn, you only got 1 point. How'd you do that?
I just
did. Yeah, you got 1 point.
Alright, so we have I whipped Batman's ass. I whipped Mighty Thor's ass. I whipped Spider-Man's ass. I whipped Robin's ass. And I whipped Superman's ass.
Okay.
Give me the I whipped Superman. You take
I would have guessed
you take
two correctly if I
what was
it.
Robin's
and if this
Superman.
Is a... Well, you know, I'm going to have to go through the things. It might be an answer.
Oh, no, it's not. Go ahead.
I was going to say, there's a Wesley Willis song called It's Somebody Ate My Ass Up.
I don't know.
Okay.
He has literally like 675 right. songs.
Yeah, that's true.
In 2013, a character that is believed to be Willis appeared in a comic as what superhero's half brother? Hint: it's a female.
Oh.
You guys just aren't gonna fucking get it if I don't say that.
Half brother.
Well, there's 2 that I can think of.
Well.
Was she in a movie recently?
That's it's too obvious.
I'll wait for the hint on this one.
Yep.
Give me that hint, boy.
Willis. So a character with the last name of Willis in comic books.
She uses a lasso.
Wonder Woman.
There you go.
Wesley Willis and Wonder Woman are related?
Apparently in the comic books.
Huh, that's an interesting choice.
That would mean he's like a demigod.
I mean,
I think
he might
is there something
been.
Wrong with that?
Now, these last two are pretty much just for Chris. If you guys know them, go ahead and steal them from him.
Yes.
Can.
Although Lovecraft is most famous for creating the Cthulhu mythos, he himself never used that term. Instead, he referred to his own series of interconnected mythos as what?
I don't know. I'm waiting for a hint.
I got no clue.
Batman.
Oh.
It's the Arkham something. It's the Arkham series, the Arkham...
The Arkham mythos?
Wrong. I'm going to give it to you, though.
Okay, so 1 point?
Yeah.
I'm at zero. I finally broke into zero.
I don't think you lose, Chris, because you...
You said wrong.
It was after the clue, though.
Yeah, it was after the clue.
Yeah, you're fine.
It's the Arkham cycle, by the way.
Yeah.
But I'm
at... Arkham cycle.
Yeah. Here's another one that you should just fucking know, you little weirdo. Who was Lovecraft's favorite author?
Oh, his favorite author?
Yeah.
I know who he was friends with.
I don't care. Who was his favorite author?
Oh.
He's a very famous poet.
A poet?
I'm not going to give that
away. Edgar Allan Poe?
Yeah.
Okay.
Poet? You said that intentionally?
Yes.
Yeah, you did.
Poe.
I know he was friends with the guy who, Howard, the guy who did the comic books.
Yeah, Howard Taft.
They were pen pals. They wrote back and forth. That's why
you just didn't go for it.
That's why there's Cthulhu mythos in.
I got 2 points.
The Conan series.
Oh shit! Okay.
Cool, I guess.
So, how many points does everybody have?
Zero. It took me a long time to get there.
Tommy, good.
Started from the bottom. Now
I got
there.
Five.
Arlen's got five.
It's July, Chris. That's a dated reference.
Chris,
I have 4.
Told you.
Close.
And I've got 2.
All right.
Like a poker player. Pick and choose my battles.
Start off with -2, went to -3, then climb my way back.
Pretty impressive.
Now, because I'm twisted, Tom, you got the lowest amount of points.
Yes.
So, you can choose any of these three, and you can do... Sorry, this is not a visual podcast, but right now it is.
You can take a shit on their face.
No. You get to play rock, paper, scissors, and if you win, you get two points, and they lose it, and if you lose, you get -1 point.
Can I choose not to do that?
You can, I guess.
I absolutely choose not to do that. This ain't Mario Party.
That's why I like to do it.
I like that Ross would have done it, though.
I would have done it.
Oh, yeah, you always got to do it.
And I would have chose the next lowest
it's
person.
Really fun.
I
wish you
could. Pretty solid.
Fuck you, I'm not getting last.
If you've done an arm wrestle, luck is not on my side. When I was in my mother's womb and I did the character creator function, I put luck at the lowest possible. But everything else
Ross,
on the strength.
You get to arm wrestle someone to take their points
That'd
away.
That'd be awful. Like
Ross, go ahead, you were the second. Lowest.
Oh, wait, someone still gets to do it?
You, yeah.
No,
you passed it up.
No. Hold on.
Doesn't that hurt?
Go ahead, Ross.
No.
Hold on.
Ross, choose the next lowest person. Just choose him.
I did not know it was a default thing. I thought I got the spirit stick and I could use a spirit stick.
Do you really think that I would let you ruin that fun for me?
If an ice cream shop hands me a free fucking ice cream coupon and I take it home, it's not like they're gonna break in and take it away from me in the night because I signed up to
it. But you threw it in the trash can.
Yeah. This ice cream shop gave you a free ice cream cone. You threw it on the floor.
Go the hell.
And it's run by Dylan.
He doesn't have any points you can take.
Yeah, I wasn't gonna take Thomas.
He can make his
thing. What do you have, Chris?
I have 6.
He has
Chris
4,
has
I have 5.
Wait, Chris has 4, you have 5.
We're taking Chris's. 1, 2, 3, shoot.
Yep.
2 out of 3?
Yep.
Okay.
1.
Jesus.
1, 2, 3, shoot. 1, 2, 3, shoot.
Bam.
I choose rock. I told everyone this.
you can't throw a coupon in front of me.
I'm down to 1.
You've become there we go.
Worst thing. Does he gain any?
Yep.
No,
I lose 1.
If he won, he would get 2 points and you would lose 2 points.
I don't get his 1 point then?
No. What's wrong with you? I'm a monster.
It's stupid.
The point was that Tommy was going to be able to take a point from somebody without them getting anything, but he threw it away like a monster.
Anyway. Did not know it would just go to the next person above you.
I didn't know you
Why would I have said no?
Because
why in God's name would I say no? If
why
I
would you have thrown
person?
A gift away in front
hey,
of me? Don't have a torch in the mouth.
It still ended up as a net zero.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't get anything from it, which I'm upset by. I wanted that 1 point from Ross. That's just 1 point that's off the table now.
Just gonna walk it away. I'm gonna eat the sack of the day is gonna be eaten by me and me alone.
I was also very happy because I was about to be tied for first before going into the movie.
So
didn't happen.
Time for predictions.
Oh yeah.
Tommy, you can start first.
Sure. My predictions for The Voices made in 2016.
Prediction.
Starring Ryan Reynolds.
Starring Ryan Reynolds.
And Anna Kendrick.
And Anna Kendrick.
I thought it was May 2015.
But she, there's no fat Amy in this.
And a dog.
You don't know that yet.
I would be called obesity. You're so fat, fat Amy.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Prediction number one.
Mean movie.
Sorry. Go for it. Go.
Tommy's mad. I tried to give you points, but you didn't take them. You didn't take them.
Prediction number one. The dog will comment on a litter box.
That's a good guess.
That's what dogs do in movies where dogs can talk and there's a cat.
Dog do.
Prediction number two.
The litter box?
The cat dies. The cat has been introduced as some sort of antagonist for this film. Chances are that antagonist will die. Prediction number three. Fantasy-breaking sequence in which a severed head appears as it actually is, not as it is presented to the audience. So throughout the trailer, we see talking severed heads, but they, like, are healthy and emotive. Yeah. And at some point...
It's going to be like a decayed rotten...
We'll break into the actual reality, and Ryan Reynolds will be talking to a severed head that's rotting and can't communicate back to him.
Okay.
So we as the audience will see reality as we would perceive it.
Cool. Okay. Arden, your turn.
All right, here we go. Number one, the cat is alive at the end of the movie. Fuck you.
Apparently. You right now, fuck you too. Yeah, fuck me kind of day.
Exactly, you didn't take it. Your fault. If I handed you a Kit Kat, you threw it on the floor.
Let's carry on. Fault.
Don't fuck Tommy. He'll probably win this. Number two, Ryan Reynolds doesn't boink Anna Kendrick. They don't get it on. Number three, we will hear other animals talk besides the cat and dog.
Okay. I'm counting if he's watching Dr. Dolittle, by the way, so you guys know.
Okay, thanks.
So this is Chris, and the cat will die.
All right.
Yeah. Someone else will hear the, quote, voices, either the cat and the dog or the heads. And there will be cannibalism in this movie for number three.
Okay.
Good guesses. Solid.
Number one, at the end of the movie, Reynolds will pretend to be cured but still hiding his... I wrote skills to understand them.
Schizophrenia.
Yes. Number two, Reynolds will wear one of the dead women's clothing or accessories at some time.
I like that one. I hope it happens.
And number three, Reynolds will kill slash attack his pets to get the voices to stop. And I mean attack to kill.
Yeah,
Not just kick
a smack.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tommy's writing something.
I was writing no one understands me.
Are you going to slam your head against the pipe in a basement? Is that going to be like a weird lead towards suicide?
It's a pretty heavy thing to jump towards. I'm upset. I'm not going to kill myself over 2 points at B-movie deathmatch. There's no suicide risk
for me. Possible negative 1 point.
Yeah, honestly.
That's true.
So you're fine.
Let's talk about your multiplier.
Let's talk about your multiplier, sweetheart.
Anna Kendrick shits in a litter box.
I forgot that was your multiplier.
Oh, man.
Anna Kendrick's going to take a dump in a litter box.
Man, mine sucks compared to that one. My multiplier is there will be a musical number with all of these severed heads.
That seems pretty damn...
That's good.
I don't think it seems that likely.
That doesn't seem
good. I'll tell you what. It has to be all of the severed heads in the movie.
Yeah.
It cannot, if he loses one and there's a musical number, I don't get it.
It has to be all the people.
Yeah.
All the
one's going to start up and then it's going to cut over to a musical head that's lost.
There was a movie that had that that as a plot. It was three heads in a bag and they sang songs.
Oh, Meet the Feebles.
No. Yeah. Three heads in a duffel bag?
That's the title of it. That's pretty direct.
Yeah.
Damn. Fast and Furious.
So my multiplier is all of the deaths will be in Ryan Reynolds' head. That he doesn't actually kill anybody in this whole movie.
That's... Oh, and he actually gets to end up with Anna Kendrick.
Aww.
And then kiss because he didn't hurt anybody.
But if they don't boink, I get 5 points.
Like in spoiler American Psycho.
Yeah.
All right, my multiplier is the animals will truly be able to speak. They only speak around Reynolds.
Oh, that's kind of, that would
really
tie in with my number two.
That's really good, actually.
Anna Kendrick hears them or someone.
Cool. And so... I don't know if you guys are aware of what July 1st is. Does everybody know?
No.
Not the day you have to pay the month. It's also Dan Aykroyd's birthday.
Oh, it was another birthday.
Yeah, it's Dan Aykroyd's birthday.
Okay.
So.
Did you get in contact with him?
No, we're just gonna wish him a happy birthday.
Oh, happy birthday, Dan.
Happy birthday, Dan.
I'm glad I have a birthday very close to you.
We haven't mentioned you in a while.
Yeah.
Because we were all really hurt by my fellow American.
Hey, maybe if a certain someone wins this week, we'll be watching a Dan Aykroyd movie next week. Who knows?
Hopefully, it's probably not going to be Tommy, man. I'm not going to lie to you. You guys are all plus 10 almost.
So I haven't talked about this on the podcast yet. I've mentioned it a few times. As my grand revenge for losing as often as I have, and a bunch of conflicts lately on the show, I've been trying to find something in the 12-13 hour range.
Oh yeah.
And the video I'm leaning towards right now is the entirety of just cutscenes from the Metal Gear Solid franchise.
I'd be down.
In a 12-hour movie.
That doesn't sound
right.
We'd have to move this. We would have
what
to
language
this.
Was that, Chris?
I was going to say Raj, but it's
anything
Ryan.
I broke real quick.
Ryan Reynolds would love that.
Yeah.
That being said, though, we would probably have to move that to like a Friday or Saturday.
Okay. Yeah.
But I'll do it. Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, I'll do it.
You can't tell me what day to do it.
I'm going to be on my phone the whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Like,
I'm also going to pee and masturbate because I can't not go 12 hours without doing that.
In the room.
And masturbating at the same time.
Are you going to be like the guy from Green Room who just jacks off?
I don't know. I haven't seen that movie. You didn't invite me.
That doesn't happen.
All right. So.
That doesn't happen.
I did invite you.
Did you?
Yeah, I texted you that night and you just didn't respond to me.
Plus 1 point.
You threw my Kit Kat out of the bar. No, no,
I'm just kidding.
No,
you don't get
sympathy
points. Are you giving points?
I'll accept his point. I also texted you that night.
No, no one gets points.
Hold on. I didn't learn my lesson still.
Yeah, see?
I still didn't learn my
lesson.
There
you go.
That's your 1-2-1 chance not goof this up. Anyway, let's go watch this fucking movie and eat some snackies.
Oh yeah, s'mores.
S'mores the sign.
S'mores.
That wasn't mentioned.
All right.
Sing a happy song.
It wasn't a very strong melody.
No, it wasn't.
I liked it.
And it came through there.
And there was a song. It was a nice, happy song.
Dylan drew a big old pooping butt right on the board.
And then there was just Ryan Reynolds staring at the camera just going, music, 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 music.
Yeah.
That's a good way to describe the movie.
He was a poorly casted role for this.
I disagree.
I thought someone uglier would have been better. He's too much of a... He looks like a handsome
one of my,
moose.
One of my notes was that him and Anna Kendrick were supposed to be playing like these lonely nerdy
things. Yeah, it doesn't work.
It should have been Amy Adams and Ryan Gosling. That would have been more believable as like social outcast nerds.
Yeah.
Ryan Gosling was cast in The Notebook because he was
an unlikable, yeah.
Quote, not handsome.
Dylan.
Yeah, that's
so
why he was cast in The
bizarre.
Notebook.
I would kiss him so hard.
I would stick my whole tongue around him.
Have you seen La La Land?
No.
Not
every single time I wake up, I see the dance number where they see each other at the club and fantasize what if they'd stay together.
Someone spoiled it for me the other day.
Have you seen La La Land?
Don't spoil it for me.
The whole movie is just, I have an audition. Oh, I like jazz. Well, I have an audition. Let's jazz about it.
Chris, they're gorgeous people.
It's a musical.
They're beautiful, and that's what matters. And when you watch it, you get to imagine what life would be like if you were just absolutely fucking gorgeous. It's the problems of rich Los Angeles people.
And apparently, you could just stop traffic on the freeway.
Los Angeles.
There's no homeless people.
Yeah, that's true. Los Angeles.
Longevity.
That sounds like
Stivivins. Dylan, take the reins. You're in charge of this.
Yep.
Yeah.
Sing a happy song.
Taking the reins means I'm gonna let you guys go.
Get closer to the mics, though.
Single summary.
Have you listen to the episodes that you're in? You're hard to hear.
Good.
It's hard to hear your voice.
You have a speech impediment.
No, you don't. Have a speech impediment. Sometimes people think you're from.
Hey,
Arda,
what's your single sentence summary?
Single sentence summary. Van Wilder goes wild.
Wow.
That's a
Did
good
you want
tagline.
Were you tagline? How many
no,
taglines do you have?
That's just my single sentence summary.
Okay.
Your turn, Ross.
Sleeper gem. Ryan Reynolds kills a bunch of people and pays for it.
You.
Hearing voices can be murder. I'm kidding, that's the tagline for the movie.
It's not a very good one.
Yeah, there's only one for it, so...
That's
Tumis.
A tagline?
Yeah, that's a real tagline.
Yeah, no, why would you do a single
Chris.
Sentence summary?
But what,
yeah, whatever. He's Chris.
Yeah,
single sentence summary. Tonally schizophrenic movie about a totally schizophrenic dude.
Yeah, fair. Very nice.
I had a lot of trouble establishing what it was going for, and I think that might have been intentional.
Yeah, I think that definitely was intentional.
Now that they did that good of a job of it, though.
Yeah, it was kind of awkward.
Yeah.
Well, it was only made for like $11 million.
Yes, I didn't say it was a bad movie. I just said it isn't great.
Which is not much in terms.
I think Tommy said it best when he said that, you know, another $1 million really could have helped that movie. Because it had some obvious budget constraints that kind of took away from
it. Does that take into account the actor salaries?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Okay.
Huh. Also, Ryan Reynolds
does Microwave Massacre.
Yeah, that's
good. Yeah, really good. That's very, very
good. But usually actors, big name actors, will take like a pay cut for like lower budget movies.
Yeah, you could tell Ryan Reynolds was there to try and win an Oscar, thinking this could be end up being a sleeper hit.
I don't think he was thinking an Oscar.
I liked it a lot. I really enjoyed it.
I think everyone involved in that movie thought it was going to end up better than it
did.
It wasn't a bad movie.
I don't think they were aiming for an Oscar. Dark comedies never win Oscars.
It is a movie about heads that talk in a refrigerator.
Yeah.
And cats and dogs that talk.
That's true.
And also
Bosco and Mr. Whiskers.
Psychotherapist who gets kidnapped.
And talks.
Yes.
And also
she also talks, that's true.
A bunch of cops that get killed.
A bunch of cops who die in an explosion. And also a bunch of pink forklifts, which couldn't have been cheap.
No.
How much of the $11 million budget went to making forklifts?
Rent a forklift and
paint it? Plasti dip it?
Yeah.
Plus Jesus appeared.
Do you think the rental people are going to be cool with that?
I think in L.A., yeah.
They probably have them.
Yeah, they probably...
Yeah, so, are we fixing it or franchising it?
Are we already there?
Wow, we're... Okay.
This movie...
Okay. Predictions.
I do what I please.
This movie... I would really love to fix, because hidden in there is a real like 5-star A+ movie, and it just didn't quite get there. I think it needed another 30 minutes of time. I think it needed more development on its story front. Its flashbacks were presented in like a music video edgy way that was kind of obnoxious.
Cool.
And my biggest complaint was sometimes the audio guy fucked up and the mic clipped a little bit. And this isn't B-movie Deathmatch. This is an Anna Kendrick, Ryan Reynolds movie.
Gosling.
Ryan Gosling, sorry. My other big complaint is they did the shitty fade to black.
Yeah.
And this is a really, like, very shallow complaint, but it really took me out of the movie, is they do this fade to black that was, like, low resolution, and then they'd start a new scene, I mean, with a fast cut. Yeah. And it looked really awkward.
Was I the only one who was bothered by that?
Yeah, I didn't notice it.
I didn't notice it.
No.
Well?
Fix your franchise, Ross.
Hey, maybe you can do that another 10 times and it'll be funnier next time.
Ross, kick him out of your apartment.
All right. I'm going to franchise this, and we need to know what happens to Bosco and Mr. Whiskers.
It went to inhabit another schizophrenic person.
Exactly. We need to follow
them. No, we don't know, because they said we saw the cat. We don't see it die, though.
Yeah.
We see it in the afterlife. We also see Bosco in the afterlife.
But I think it died in the apartment, in the explosion.
I don't think so.
I think it was implied to me that the police escorted the cat out.
Before.
Hey, are you franchising it? I'm franchising it. Actually, the animals are alive.
No, he's right. Because they literally say, like, found a cat, and then he goes, oh, shit, gas leak, and then it explodes. Mm-hmm.
Because they take the lady the same time they say, I found the cat.
Yeah.
I don't think she got it either.
It's debatable whether
she's
or not.
She's in
the ambulance.
Instead of Schrodinger's cat, it's Schizophrenicer's cat, because we don't know if the cat lived or died. I'm very proud of myself.
I'd fix it. I'd add 10 more minutes, and... So it goes back and forth between silly and scary. I'd take out some of the scariness, just make it sillier and weirder.
Yeah, that's true.
If you do a musical number with all those actresses, why not do a musical number with them as severed heads?
That's true. That is true.
why would you shut on that opportunity?
That was like supposed to be like him in heaven.
Yeah, but I thought that the ending sequence of the movie ends with him dying. He suffocates in a bowling alley after his apartment explodes.
Yeah, he
and
kills
then
himself.
It cuts to a musical number that's on like a Perfectly White, and Jesus shows up. It didn't wrap things up. It felt like a cop-out to me.
I agree.
Would you fix it or franchise it?
I would franchise it, and it would be Homeward Bound, except with Bosco and...
Mr. Whiskers?
Mr. Whiskers. Okay. They would have no home to go to.
We didn't mention this in the first half, really fitting in with a schizophrenic theme. Ryan Reynolds voiced both the dog and the cat.
Yeah.
As well as the deer, because the deer talks at one point in the movie. Any voice is a goldfish.
You're a good boy.
You're a good boy.
I would franchise it, and I think I'd probably make it like a Netflix original series.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Glad they had the Santa Clara diet, isn't that kind
of... Yeah,
Santa Clara
so good, by the way.
Yeah, just Santa Clara diet.
Absolutely.
Santa Clara diet.
Dexter, but actually fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I go handsome.
It should have been a show.
It's got
right.
Timothy Oliphant, and he's fantastic, so...
I think you meant to say Ryan Reynolds.
Who's Timothy Oliphant? Oh, you're right. I meant Timothy Reynolds.
He's an actor.
Timothy Elephant?
Yeah, he's an elephant.
There was no elephant in this movie, Chris.
Yeah, there was.
That was a deer.
Are you confusing deer with elephant? Yeah,
there was an elephant in the room the whole time. Wait, I think it's whether he was schizophrenic.
What's the one with the big horns?
That would be the devil.
Oh, okay.
The horny toad.
Hey, can I borrow your phone?
No.
He's fine. Womp, womp, womp. Ditch it open right up to it.
Oh, you guys. Why?
Oh, Chris got his phone confiscated.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Phone taken away.
All right, so.
That's not cool. I have other sound effects on there.
Tagline, before predictions,
I actually
wrote one down this week, so I don't have to improvise. Although I could have just played it off like I improvised it. Schizo friend zoned.
Damn, that's pretty good.
That's really good.
Mine is, don't waste your time on me. You're already a voice inside my head.
That's pretty cute.
Thanks.
You're a pretty cute boy.
Thanks, Blink 182.
I got making friends and keeping them.
Oh, wow.
Look at Ross.
You're
over
always
here.
Really good at this.
No, that's true.
Yeah, you two have a lot to live up to.
I know.
And you guys are the ones who didn't write anything
down.
I
didn't write anything down. I have no idea. Ryan Reynolds gets ahead of himself.
Wow. Should I have locked my phone? Should you have? Ryan Reynolds gets ahead of himself.
That's mine, Chris.
What's yours, Chris?
Do something with Anna Kendrick being a voice because she's in the movie about voices with Fat Amy. Where they sing, and that
he's
lady
perfect.
Throws up. And then, like, the
this
dude from Workaholics is there.
It's just this isn't the TV show. The voice.
Oh, okay.
CeeLo Green wouldn't be on this, the voices.
He probably would.
Well,
paid him enough.
Predictions!
He's always complaining about not having enough dollars in his pocket.
Okay, predictions.
Change in his pocket.
Who wants to start us off?
Ross. I will, because I have zero.
Come on.
Number one, at the end of the movie, Reynolds will pretend to be cured, but will still be hiding his skills. No, it doesn't happen.
Absolutely not.
It's a big old, fat old goose turd.
Number two, Reynolds will wear one of the dead woman's clothing or accessories for some time.
No, it didn't happen.
Nothing. Number three, Reynolds will kill/attack his pets to get the voices to stop.
No, he picks
up the cat
aggressively,
and he did kind of like
hold on,
fight the dog.
Hold on,
but technically,
hold on, he kills the deer.
He kills himself.
But that's not his pet.
Though.
I
didn't say pets. If he had said his animals, I'd give
you
can
animal, get like a few points. You get like a point.
Can I have a pity point for my sketches?
Yeah, I'll give you a pity point.
Yeah, I give
is
a pity
that a,
point.
Is that a taco?
He grabs it violently. No. That's a pity point. Yeah.
That does look like a taco, doesn't
it? And I'm going to give you a pity point because he did turn to his dog and do karate moves, and he was like, you want some of this? And I'll take that.
Oh, okay. He did do
yeah,
that.
That's a pity point.
His friend is
all right, so my pity point brings
yeah,
me to 2 full points.
Oh, that's insane.
Chris, your turn.
Oh, the cat will die.
No.
We don't know. I wouldn't give me full points or either of them full points.
I'm not going to give you full points for that at all.
I'll give it a 0.
Honestly, give me 3 and then 3.
I'm giving you 0.
Because it's unknown.
You're taking a goose egg, fam. Sorry.
Chris, I just remember.
It's bullshit.
Just remember
okay.
Advocate.
So here with the fans. Coming from a criminal justice perspective, if they're going to be doing a raid on a house like that,
they should have taken
a
cat.
An officer is going to take a cat, and they found the cat a good 2 minutes before the explosion.
Well, and they took the woman out.
And they took the woman out
once they
also,
found the cat.
Also, they didn't make it seem by the reaction of the cop than anybody other than like the people who were dead died. Like they didn't.
What?
Because
well,
you would have
the cops.
The sheriff.
You're right. If the sheriff
out,
knew,
but it's when they're just outside.
Yeah, the sheriff was literally just like sitting there watching the building.
Yeah,
down.
If he knew the cat was in there, he'd be much sadder than just all of his
fellow
exactly. cops.
So I'm gonna go ahead and say 0 points. I'm sorry. Cat lives.
Someone else will hear voices.
Zero.
The voices.
Yeah. But I'm gonna give you 1 point.
Yeah, I would give you.
Because they do have a talk. Him and the
I wouldn't even give you 2 just because. But I mean, it's not my call.
Him and the psychotherapist have a talk in.
Psychotherapist. That sounds like Metal Gear Solid character.
In the movie about how everyone hears voices.
I'm giving you 1 point.
Before he finds out. There will be cannibalism in this movie. We don't know.
There is. That would be 0. There's no cannibalism.
Now, I'd also like to point out the cat and the dog, we left out that they're basically like playing the angel and the devil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the cat was evil and telling him that it was in his nature to murder,
Yeah.
And the dog was saying, no, you're a good boy.
You're a good boy. You're a good boy.
And at the ending, actually, if there was any scene in this movie that was genuinely emotionally, well, when Anna Kendrick's neck snapped, everyone felt that. That was very sad.
Yeah.
And
then her eyes started
bleeding, and then she started slurring, saying she wanted to go home, and he just, like, kissed her and held her. That scene fucked me up, because Anna Kendrick doesn't feel like a star who's in movies. She feels like someone you know.
Yeah.
We're getting back to the game real quick. The other scene that I really connected with emotionally was when the dog is telling him to, like, die. He's in the
the bowling alley.
He's in the bowling alley, and the dog says, just go to sleep. You can end all the suffering.
Yeah.
Sorry I interrupted. I wanted to talk about the movie.
I have 5 points.
Okay, Chris has 5 points. Here we go.
Your turn.
Number one, the cat is alive at the end of the movie. We don't know.
I say give him a fiver.
It's your call.
Well, the thing is,
he gave me zero points, so
you the fiver because we argued against for the zero. For him.
Here's the thing: the cat was enough of part of the plot that they would have showed it die if it was relevant to the story. Yeah.
But it wasn't relevant.
The cat's body wasn't relevant, the voice was.
Him dying wasn't relevant,
but
his voice was.
It would have been implicit to the story to show that the cat was dead and it was still in silence.
No, I'm disagreeing. They even said that he said explicitly, I know it's not them, I know it's me.
Also, because when he was in the bowling alley by himself and he was talking... He was the cat. He wasn't listening to the cat. The cat wasn't there.
What I'm saying is that the filmmaker, as a storyteller, to highlight the fact that the cat in the physical form and the cat in his head were two separate entities, they would have showed the corpse burning as for being significant. And the fact that they did not show that.
Okay.
I don't know. I feel like that could be two on the nose.
If I argued for Chris to get zero because he didn't die, I'm going to give him a
five.
They had an $11 million budget and showing a convincing dead cat was not in their budget.
Yeah, a non-convincing dead deer was absolutely dead.
Exactly. Number two, Ryan Reynolds doesn't boink Anna Kendrick. He does. Technically, he makes love to her.
No.
He boinks.
But that's a zero.
He boinks her corpse.
No,
he boinks her neck pretty hard against that bed.
But he also boinks her when she's alive. Number three, we will hear other animals talk besides the cat and dog.
Yeah, that's another five.
Technically, we hear another animal, not animal.
That's five.
But I'll...
The deer.
The deer, yeah.
Yeah, that's five.
But I'm saying it's just one animal,
also,
not animal.
He talks to the fish.
But I'll take the five.
Arl's sitting at 15 points.
Technically, we hear cops talk and they're all fucking animals.
They're all fucking pigs.
Jesus.
You almost got a 30.
So I got 15 right now.
And he might end up with a 30.
I am not going to end up with a 30. That'd be bullshit.
We'll see what the argument is.
He's going to turn it down, so.
Yeah. Prediction number one.
Am I?
The dog comments on the litter box.
There is no litter box.
They do a lot of the cliche stuff where, like, the dog says, you know, yells at the intruder and whatnot, but the...
I'm heartbroken.
Also, he did not own a litter box.
True, correct.
More on that in a minute. So 0 points.
Yeah.
Prediction number two.
He has a fantasy apartment, I assume he did.
Yeah, probably.
The cat dies. We've already gone through this. It's a zero. Prediction number three. Fantasy-breaking sequence in which a severed head appears as it actually is.
Five. Yeah.
That was absolutely the coolest part of the movie is that there were two sets. There was a way his apartment actually appeared, and there was the apartment that as he saw it.
Yeah.
And the thing that I will take away from this movie and remember most is how cool it was that the set would shift depending on his mood and depending who was there. It would flash.
Yeah, whenever if he took his medicine, he saw reality as it was, not as the hyper bad.
Not as he wanted.
The schizophrenic mind of him.
Well, also, it was like high. It was super saturated, like very colorful,
well, clean, like ridiculously like sitcom apartment clean.
And also, everything about his world when he wasn't on the pills was like a fantasy world.
Yes, but then when like Anna Kendrick comes over, even though he's still in the fantasy, you'd have shots of Ryan Reynolds trying to calm her down, and it was in the clean apartment. And then there'd be a shot of Anna Kendrick, and she's surrounded by cat shit and mold and pizza boxes. So you'd have this shifting reality in the scenes themselves. It was fucking awesome.
What's confusing to me, and it's the only real problem I had with the movie, but I guess it's a really small problem, is when she first goes into the apartment, that smell would hit you.
No, and it does. She freaks out the second she's in the house.
She freaks out when she's in the bathroom and she looks up.
She puts the dog in the room, you can just put that up to like... being focused on something, not even realizing what's going around, not even focusing on the smell.
Just feel like a rotten human body.
She's not in that house very long before she realized
all the bodies in Tupperware.
Yeah, right.
No, there's blood all over the... blood smells like shit, and it's all over the toilet and the washing machine.
The timeline of this movie was like a week.
Yeah.
I thought it was about 5 days.
Yeah. It wasn't long.
He said when I said last week that you were a good boy. So it was at least a week.
Well, no, because we're introduced to him on a Thursday, and then the Friday is the office party. He kills her the night of Friday.
And then Tuesday he goes out with Anna Kendrick the first time.
Yeah, to be fair, a week in dog years is a day, so you're right.
But, oh my god. Oh my god, this
whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
This is heavy.
So anyways, a subtle thing my, like, my final score before wild cards is a 5.
Okay.
So I'm sitting at a score of 5.
Tied with me.
Even if my wild card comes true,
I would still win.
Yeah. Arlen's pretty much got it.
Unless, yeah, much got this in the bag. Unless
Arlen's wild card is so wrong that it gives him negative points.
Let's get this shit going. What's your multiplier, baby?
My multiplier is the animals will truly be able to speak. They only speak around Reynolds.
Not true. Nope.
No way. No way. No way.
They almost did.
You're
bringing my total to 2 final points.
Hey, okay. You get to bring the snack.
All right.
I don't have to.
Yeah.
Oh, my multiplier is that all the deaths will be in Ryan Reynolds' head.
No, they
actually thought that was going to happen.
Oh, 100%.
When at the therapist's office?
Yeah.
I thought it was going to, like, he was going to go back to his apartment.
And honestly, I would have liked that ending better.
Same.
Then the way it wrapped up with the police chase and him kidnapping her.
I don't know, because he had some sort of redemption.
I'm not saying I hated the ending.
Here's what I would do.
I would have liked that more.
In my vision of the movie, I would have it to where the murders weren't real, but he gets so suspicious and fucks up so much that, like, the cops are still after him for some reason and he accidentally kills himself.
Yeah.
That's what I would.
That's grim, man.
He did.
Well, it'd be like comedic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very darkly
it's a
comedic.
Funny
it's a funny suicide.
Yeah. Like how his mom died, sort of.
Oh yeah. He was in.
Let them have something, Chris.
Go ahead. What's your multiplier?
Oh, my multiplier here is there will be a musical number with all of these severed heads. There is not. I came so close.
Hold on. I'm gonna lawyer this one. Who were the severed heads of this movie, Dylan?
Anna Kendrick and Ryan Reynolds.
No, that one.
No.
Who are the severed heads?
The women he kills.
Okay, and what was the musical number with?
The women he kills.
And his mom and his dad and Jesus.
But no, what matters is that the severed heads are there. They didn't sing.
But I said
that's like
the
saying that right now I'm with
heads.
All of y'all severed heads.
Much as I want him to have 30 points, if it was me, I'd feel cheap as hell.
Yeah. Here's the thing. Yeah. It's not it. I said severed heads.
Yeah, he said severed heads.
It's a 4-pointer if it was a prediction.
It'd be 4-pointer if it was a prediction. It would ruin the sanctity of the game.
Yeah,
to have the first 30.
Plus, you already won.
Plus, I already won. So it's not really.
Hey.
Well, I have 15 now.
You're sitting on your throne.
We don't know that.
For the sanctity of the game, if he's already won, why not just give him the multiplier for the sake of the 30 points?
No, because that's disgraceful. That's not disgraceful, because the first 30's got to be special.
They don't just throw out the like playbook or throw out the rules in NFL games when one team is destroying the other.
Chris, you're classier than football. He already won.
It's Thomas. He could still win.
What was your
my prediction.
My multiplayer is all the deaths will be in Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, yeah.
We had a whole conversation.
I forgot we didn't.
All right. So do you guys remember that scene where Anna Kendrick...
I'm actually going to argue for you.
...shits in the litter box?
I'm actually going to argue for you.
How are you going to argue that Anna Kendrick shits
There's no litter box in
there
this movie.
There is no way to argue for this.
And all the cat shit we see is just around. And Anna Kendrick, I watched very closely.
She literally doesn't poop.
Anna Kendrick does not poop. In real life,
Anna Kendrick
does not poop. Oh, mic fell over.
I've watched a lot of Anna Kendrick movies. I've never seen her poop in one of them.
Anna Kendrick uses photosynthesis.
I'm gonna say this. Here's my argument. Here's why. One, it's a normal, common thing that the last thing your body
for
does
for women to poop in a litter box.
The last thing your body does when you die is what? Hold on.
No, I know where you're going with this. I know exactly where he's going with this.
Your heart stops beating.
No.
You defecate.
No, you let out a death rattle.
Now, if there was no litter box, technically,
she did
poop in the litter box.
No, because his apartment was a litter box.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
His apartment was
a shit box because it had no kitty litter in it.
If the cat
litter box is only a litter box because it has litter in it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's just
it
a shit
litter
box.
In it. Did you see all the shit around his house?
No,
that was litter.
There's
was
no
litter.
Way that can be accepted.
I'm giving you the points.
There's no way. That ruins the sanctity of the game.
I disagree. I don't think
turn those down, Tommy.
Turn those down, Tommy.
But wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
Last time I rejected points from Dylan, they went elsewhere.
Here's the thing.
Tommy,
keep in mind.
We're Bosco.
I'll be DM.
I was Mr. Whiskers.
And I can punish you for ruining the sanctity.
Wait, so you're going to punish
both
me?
Of you.
You're going to punish me for ruining the sanctity of the game, and you're going to punish me if I reject your points.
That's very true.
We're Bosco. He's Mr. Whiskers.
Exactly. It ruins the sanctity of the game. You cannot accept that multiplier.
I'm giving it to you.
There's no way.
Turn them down.
But he's the current DM.
Turn them down.
But you can turn them down.
You're going to ruin the sanctity if you go against the DM, though.
That's true.
That's not true.
That's the whole point. The whole point was
there's still the rules that the DM has to hold to.
Here's the thing, though.
Let it let our own talk.
Here's the thing. Were you going to give me the multiplier for mine?
Yeah.
I will accept that one if we're going to ruin it.
No.
Yeah, fine.
We're just ruining the game.
Take it. It's yours. You're taking those.
If you accept that, I accept mine. And but it ruins the sanctity of the game.
Don't do it. Now you're dragging Arlen down with you.
My argument is
mutually assured destruction.
It does not ruin the sanctity of the game if it doesn't change who wins/loses. Me getting 10 points does not change my standing for what matters.
Here's the thing.
And you taking yours doesn't change anything.
If anyone uses this as precedent, we will hold impeachment proceedings.
Yeah, absolutely.
But this is not precedent, and this does not change who is the absolute loser.
They're going to look back on this in 6 months and be like, oh, who got the 30 points? Arlen,
that's true.
Wait,
that's groundbreaking, but it wasn't. Exactly.
We've had a 30-pointer before.
We've never had a 30-pointer. We've had 28 with Chris.
Me. Okay, but here's the argument.
Yeah.
There will be a musical number with all the severed heads. You could find
Tommy argued for the severed heads.
I argued
for
that. Take it.
I can't take that. I've written it down.
Hey, Facebook just got its 100th like. We're coming up on our 1-year reunion.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Congratulations.
Yeah, 10 weeks. More than 10 weeks before our 1-year reunion.
Wow, really?
Yes.
I would take it if I were you.
Don't take it.
I would take
don't
it.
Do don't do it. Take it. I'm not going to take mine. It doesn't change the outcome.
It doesn't change the outcome at
How
all.
How many points do you
That's
have?
That's the thing is, it doesn't change the
30.
Outcome.
30.
He has 5.
I was just giving myself a bigger multiplier.
Dylan, will I be punished if I don't take it?
He said
no,
you will be punished if you do.
You'll be punished next week.
But here's what he's going to do. He's going to give me a point reduction, and I'm going to come in last place. And then I'm going to have to bring the snack again.
Huh.
And because I don't want to bring the snack again, I'm going to accept the points, Dylan. Because Anna Kendrick, but before we forget too much of the details.
Tommy, look in your heart. Look at your own integrity.
Anna Kendrick would have shit
herself. Don't compromise your principles.
She did. His apartment was the litter box, and she definitely should have
working in the moving company, when we move into a house and there's animals everywhere, we didn't go, oh, look at this litter box we're stepping in. We went, this house is pissed all over.
Yeah.
No metaphors allowed. I'm denying your points. I'm holding up the sanctity of this game. Unlike the White House of the United States of America, there's some things can still have respect. Please play that now. No, actually, I don't want to give you that power.
No.
It would have been a
my
sad
final
trombone.
Score is 5. I'm sorry, Dylan. I'm sorry.
It would have been a sad trombone.
What is my punishment? Is it a point deduction?
Take your pants off.
For having integrity, you get times 6 points.
I do not wear underwear when I wear these pants. It is that comfortable.
Those are Mack Weldon.
What did you write, Arlen?
Yeah, it's a good one, actually.
What did you write? What did you write down?
It doesn't matter.
The punishment.
Who's trying to get in here right
I don't
now?
Hear a doorbell ringing.
Who the fuck?
Is there supposed to be a doorbell ringing?
Oh, God.
Ring the bell.
Supposed to be a...
Hey, who's that? Hey, I got it, guys.
Who's that? Tommy, where are you? Tommy got so upset.
Tommy left. Who's
Jontron just came in, though.
You guys, I just had the worst nightmare of my whole life. I finally cut off Anna Kendrick's head, and she wouldn't stop talking.
Holy shit.
Wow,
Tom-tron, don't you have an animal you talk to?
Me and Jacques? Oh, I'm not schizophrenic, just racist. According to the internet and certain tribes, that's a mental disorder. But according to me, hate speech is free speech.
Oh, Tom,
there's nothing wrong with my brain.
So Jacques doesn't tell you to kill anybody?
Well, I'm the one trying to calm down Jacques from killing all those libertards.
Okay.
Why America can't sit around and play Banjo-Kazooie.
You ever thought that, like, you're kind of like Banjo-Kazooie? You're a big bear who's got a bird that's its sidekick?
Holy shit.
I'm also trying to rescue my kid sister from an ugly witch. The ugly witch is to fucking Tumblr. Fucking, let me leave, please.
No, you're stuck. Tommy's not coming back for a minute.
What would your tagline be, John?
Yeah, what's your tagline?
First off, do you think that Ryan Reynolds was right in cutting off the heads of those women?
Well, I subscribe to the theory that if a woman goes into a man's house, what happens to her is no longer a crime. She went in there willingly. I tour colleges giving talks about that. If a woman's willing to walk inside a place, nothing can wrong is what happens of the what happened to Beba Doo Boo.
Zoopy doopy. Please let me leave. I'm uncomfortable in this room.
I feel like we're stuck.
Am I being punished?
As you just said, if you enter someone's house, you...
Tommy doesn't do that. He uses photosynthesis. You live with him. You know this.
No.
Please let me leave.
Go ahead. You can
leave. Go ahead.
I would take these 4 points with you on the way out. I think Tommy left on the table.
Oh, Tommy picked up 4 points.
Hey, look at that.
Tom was walking out.
No.
That guy I walked by smelled like shit.
I gave him a beautiful gift.
Was that Tomtron?
Yeah. You guys haven't met yet?
Ooh. Yeah, it's Tomtron, man. The guy you always badmouth. But he just
hit me on the chest and called me the N-word and walked away. I don't even know why.
But he did drop 4 points, apparently.
He did not.
Oh, he did not.
You dropped 4 points.
I did.
Yeah, Tomtron stole 4 points.
Now Tomtron has his first ever score in the game, and it's 4 points.
And it's somehow beating your 1 point.
Yeah.
I have 1 point now.
You have 1 point. Yeah, he stole your 4 points. He left points. And you have 1 point.
Why does that happen?
Just because Hillary Clinton can steal emails and feed
them. Tron came back.
Oh, shit.
Just because Hillary Clinton can come in and steal emails and feed them to child sex slaves doesn't mean that Donald Trump can rape his daughter on Twitter. What? Whatever. I'll take my 1 point. I'll bring the snack 2 weeks from now.
Good.
That's not fair. I'm giving you a lot more points.
Next week we have a special. It's a whole thing. We'll worry about that later.
It'll be very fun.
It'll be great. All
right, Dylan. What else you got for us?
Would you guys recommend this movie?
Yeah, I guess.
That's good. Yeah.
Okay.
Did you learn anything?
I really like this movie. I recommend it.
No, wait. I like Arlen's response. It just kind of summed up everyone.
Yeah,
I guess.
No, I really like this movie.
Yeah, I mean,
I had some time to burn, and it was sitting there on the DVD tray, yeah.
The DVD.
The DVD tray.
Load up the DVD with Anna Kendrick's severed head.
Sound like
the in Soviet Russia.
Yes.
DVD play you.
Tomtron is you.
Wait a minute, are you implying that Tommy's actually Tomtron?
Have any of us ever seen the two of them together?
I've never seen them in the same room.
No, they're always different.
He pushed me on my way out.
That's true, yeah.
He called me
you can see the bruise still.
Yeah. It's starting to swell up.
Yeah.
He must be strong.
That's call for notes.
I wrote down a lot.
Yeah, go for it.
So this had like 80 fucking title segments.
Yeah.
And 1984 was a studio who produced this, and they have a really great logo. Look up the 1984 studio logo. Ryan Reynolds did a good job at being creepy, but he's just too handsome to pull it off.
Fair.
Fast-paced and quirky trailer for a slow, boring movie. I hate it when they do that.
It wasn't boring, but it was slow.
It wasn't slow or boring.
I take that back. It was one of those movies where the trailer was high-strung and fast-paced and got your heart rate up, and it wasn't that kind of movie. Except maybe the one scene where Ryan Reynolds accidentally
threw... Oh,
kind of
like the Greasy Strangler trailer where we spent 5 minutes with the stupid potato gag?
No, that movie literally was great.
That was actually the perfect movie.
This movie felt like a long jump. Like, he was just running, and then suddenly we're at the end.
Yeah. Really it moved by quickly for... I mean, it felt slow-paced to me.
I was a fan of it.
The pacing of the conversations and whatnot. That's my... Oh, I also wrote Anna Kendrick is a treasure trove of Jewish semen. I got that because
you guys
just started throwing words at me while I was writing, and so something ended up there. It's also S-E-A-N-E-N-S. So, like, she's a treasure trove of different men from the sea.
That still sounds bad.
See, you could have said...
what if she has a bunch of kids and they're all sailors?
Like S-I-E,
the electrical company that gives breakers.
That has pronounced?
Yeah.
Huh.
So what exactly is... Unfortunate. Why is Anna Kendrick a treasure trove of, like, electrical pieces?
Her father.
She's a singer.
Vibrators.
Yeah, she's an electric singer. There you go.
You have to have electricity.
She has a lot of charisma, which she always does. Like I said earlier, she always feels like someone you actually know.
Not as much as Fat Amy.
Her pitch is perfect.
Chris, that lady's name was Allison, and she was not played by...
Sorry, Fat Allison.
Oh.
Chris.
Have you not been watching the news?
Chris Tron.
Were you the guy sitting on the plane...
You don't need to add Tron.
...who was writing text messages to his friend about the overweight woman and then had the lady put the camera in your face?
I'd be careful. We're going to end up on Ellen.
We're going to end up on Ellen?
Obviously, if this gets around.
We're not saying anything shaming of it.
Chris,
wait. Kevin Hart put his camera in someone's face?
Oh my god, Chris, remember
person.
Arlen.
All right, so one of my notes
Wait,
is...
Wait, what did I say? Ross, yeah, boy. Ross,
Kevin Smith.
One of my notes was...
What did I say?
You said God, Kevin Hart.
Damn it, I'm a Kevin Chris. Smith. He was complaining about being too fat.
Did you fat shame a tiny skinny man?
I was trying to do Kevin Smith.
Well, we all thought you were being racist.
I wasn't trying to be racist. I heard you say Kevin Hart, and I assumed you were doing something racist.
No, no, it was Ross.
It was Kevin Smith.
Hey, Ross.
Complained about having to buy two tickets because he's too fat.
Hey, Ross.
Hey, my notes. I wanted to bring up the neck break scene. When that happened, not a single one of us was looking anywhere but the TV, and nobody said a word.
It was disturbing.
It was, yes. Yeah. Every single one of us shut up and watched.
Well, she's like a little bird. If you're going to do something violent against Anna Kendrick, people are going to shut up and notice, because, like, she's a very sympathetic little can't-defend-herself person.
It was awesome. It was very good.
Yeah, what'd you get? Did you get
and then her eyes start bleeding, and that's she cries a little bit. Yeah, that stick with me.
Yeah.
She dead.
Do you have any notes, Arlen?
Not really. The main thing is the business logo design is super fat / sick / rad. That's what I wrote. 69,
69, 69.
I didn't write 69 on any of this.
No, good job.
There's a duck, a guy. The official recommendation I was going to have was
ducks fucking in this movie.
This movie is not as groovy as it should be, but it's not bad.
Hmm.
Yeah, and also I wrote in my notes, Anna Kendrick is greater than greater than greater than greater than that British lady.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
let's not put people on a scale.
in terms of, who I find attractive.
Well, as far as who I find attractive, Anna Kendrick is a treasure trove of Jewish semen.
Exactly. Nothing against the British lady at all. She's also very pretty.
Just
like
we just didn't want to be more Jewish semen.
Her teeth were all fucked up. I drew a picture of Anna Kendrick's smile, actually.
Oh.
It looks pretty.
Can you make that in there?
Okay. We'll put that on our Facebook.
That'll just be the cover image.
Chris, any notes?
Chris, do you have any notes?
Yeah, you're a good boy. Shishan.
Shishan.
I'm going to, Shishan. Shishan.
It's the name of the restaurant.
Yeah, go watch the movie. Find out the
and Mom heard the voices. Mom did hear the voices.
Mom did.
She talked about hearing the voices.
Why didn't you bring that up?
No shit.
I forgot about it.
I would have given you 5 points.
Well, Mom heard the voices.
It's a weak argument.
Yes! 6 points.
Mom technically heard. She said she talked to the animals.
Yeah.
She literally said the animals.
She said I talked to the animals.
Yeah. It would have been a different animal. It wasn't the animals from the. I'm not going to.
You don't know that. They might have been Bosco.
It's too late in the game for me to care.
It doesn't
take your
matter,
points.
Yeah.
Take your points.
Cool. Yeah. That's it.
Now
what
do
we
do?
Today?
I learned that if you throw Anna Kendrick at your bed, you'll probably just break her neck. So if you see Anna Kendrick and you're in Los Angeles, don't approach her, don't throw her,
don't
ask her if she sits in a litter box. Just walk on by.
She
but only if you're in Los Angeles. Or anywhere
sure.
else.
If I run into Anna Kendrick, no, I'm not going to make that joke because then there's a vocal recording of me threatening Anna Kendrick.
Yeah.
And I do not want to threaten Anna
can
Kendrick.
Can you cut that part and we can just use that part?
Yeah.
There is a vocal recording.
Of me threatening Anna Kendrick, yeah.
Oh, that's not good.
Arlen, what'd you learn?
Let's see. I learned that the human body can be stored pretty effectively in multiple Tupperware containers.
Yeah, like a lot of multiples.
Yeah, a lot of multiples.
If this bus goes under 50 miles per hour, everyone on board will die.
What did you learn?
If you attempt
Do you
to contact
think this movie
the
would be better with Keanu Reeves?
You will die.
Every movie is better with Keanu Reeves.
That's...
Whoa.
Don't you worry.
How would Dan Aykroyd improve this movie?
He wouldn't have.
What did I learn
he
today?
He is schizophrenic.
I know.
I learned that in a movie with only 4 women, the fat lady doesn't get any time at all.
Not much.
Her death is like snapping your fingers.
No, it's not on screen.
Yeah.
No.
She knocks on the door and then is dead.
That's also just because she's the third victim and it just doesn't even, it doesn't appear to his, perspective anymore. It just kind of happened.
So he didn't care about her, he just needed to kill somebody. Ross?
I learned if you're going to be a serial killer, don't date and then kill your coworkers one by one.
Good call.
You hadn't learned that already? I've learned it less
than
a few times.
But he didn't
want to be a serial killer.
It axed a couple of my plans, but...
But he didn't want to be a serial killer. He just didn't realize he couldn't say no to the voices.
Okay, thank you for shitting on my joke.
I learned that really, if given the chance, despite how handsome I feel like Ryan Reynolds really is, I think he can do a good awkward guy.
He reminded me of some old co-workers that were like our social. He did an okay job.
Chris?
Being,
no. He's like a handsome dude that also is on the spectrum.
Oh, no. Oh no, guys. It looks like Arlen's decided what movie we're going to be watching next
week. Well, maybe. Let's not, because I might not choose it.
You already wrote it down.
Yeah, we don't know.
We don't know.
Looks like we're watching Yogi Bear, kids.
Oh, yeah, you did tell me that.
Maybe. Who knows?
Isn't Dan Aykroyd in there?
Yes, he is. That's why I chose it.
Well, the Country Bears, though.
But Dan Aykroyd's not in there. Us.
It's true.
All right, Dylan. This is where we're going to... That last bit was where we're going to cut it, so this is all just extra footage, unless you say the right thing. Yeah. So say the right thing.
You want me to read that whole thing?
No. Don't read the whole thing. Read the black font.
I don't see color.
Read the...
There.
There.
Oh, so what do I ask? Hey guys, so if you enjoyed tonight's episode, both please go on iTunes and rate and review us. Give us 5 stars. We would really, really appreciate it.
It's a lot of hard work that goes into the podcast, so the 5 stars are really everything.
Oh, you listened to the whole episode all the way through?
Of course.
This time? So if you didn't notice, it's been on it for a few weeks.
I know, I've listened to it every single week. It comes on before we tell people that we're not racist.
Yeah.
And we tell people, which is true. It's when I make you tell people that we're not racist.
Exactly. If you would,
because you're too afraid to say it.
He's not racist?
I am not racist.
Yeah, none of us are racist except Chris.
Yeah, it's not a scary
Tom
thing
Tron.
To say.
Oh, Tom Tron is a horrible racist.
You should make Tom Tron come on and say some stuff.
No.
Tom Tron will not
he
be
can't make
next
Tom
week.
Tron say whatever.
If you want to pet Jacques, make sure you give us 5 stars.
Well,
5 stars and tell us who you hate the most on this podcast.
It's going to be me.
It's
probably
going to be me. Do you ever listen to episodes of this podcast?
Well, Green Room,
God, I fucking hate that guy.
It was Green Room. But I feel like everybody who listens to this one is going to be like, Dylan's such an asshole. Because I am. I'm playing the fucking villain now, guys.
Yeah.
I'm
that's
in
fair.
It.
I hate Arlen.
You're Chevy Chase in Community right
every
now.
Every podcast needs one.
We all
love
right.
you, but we hate you. Tommy
Yo.
Doesn't know how to take the gift.
Dylan.
Read him a few.
Hey, everyone. Chris here with a reminder to rate and review the episode. On iTunes, 5-star reviews are pretty much everything, and they really help us get out the word about the podcast. So if you've enjoyed the show so far, give us a review. The show takes a lot of work, and with more listeners, we are able to make a better show. Thanks.
Today's episode was edited by Christopher Morgan.
And produced by Tommy Davis.
We are not sponsored by any products mentioned in this episode. Any sponsorship plug was made entirely in a satirical manner.
We make a lot of jokes, but we as a podcast do not support racism, sexism, or prejudice in any form.
And any calls to violence or in support of violence were made entirely for comedic purposes.
If you'd like to contact the podcast, email us at bmoviedeathmatch@gmail.com.
And you can follow us on Twitter at bmoviedm, right?
Yes, that is B, the letter B,
there
movie,
you go.
And then the letter is DM.
We'll see you next week.